Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Life Shifting with Dr. J. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I'm here once again this week to help you let go of fear and get your life in gear. I am totally psyched about our show today, and the timing seems to me to be really perfect because in light of the fact that we have a big election coming up tomorrow, I think that The run-up to the election has obviously created a lot of fol-de-rol in the news, and people are kind of frustrated and thinking about whether or not this is going to be a good election or a bad election. And no matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, I think it's safe to say that we're all a little bit frustrated with the way things have been evolving in the country. And it's easy to get depressed. It's easy to get irritable and down and Today we're going to shift gears and motivate you and excite you, and I have a guest here who is going to remind us, together with my input, that America is still a place where, in spite of recessions and business cycle ups and downs and political rivalries and disagreements, it's still a place where people are starting businesses and growing businesses and doing innovative and exciting and amazing things. And we're going to talk today about something that is near and dear to my heart, and that's called how to design your life. And to help me do that, I have a very special guest who has been designing her own life for decades very successfully as an entrepreneur and has founded a business to help others do exactly that. So Kathy Nelson is joining me from the West Coast today, and Kathy is the founder of a consultancy, coaching, and business strategy firm called ConnectWorks. She is an executive coach and the president of the Oregon Washington chapter of the Institute of Management Consultants. Kathy is a recipient of a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Women Entrepreneurs of Oregon. And Kathy is also a best-selling author, and she has a new book out called I Want What She's Got, The Secrets of Creating an Outrageous Life. Kathy's going to tell us a little bit about that today and how, as the show I'm calling today is From Ho-Hum to Outrageous, how do we take our personal lives and our business lives to a whole new level of success? So I want to welcome Kathy to the show and get started. Hey, Kathy, are you there?
Hi, Jeff. I'm here. How are you?
I'm great. Welcome. How
well,
are things
thanks.
Out on the West
well,
Coast
and I
today?
Just, how are things in Oregon?
Yeah.
Things are great in Oregon. It's a little stormy today. Fall has set in.
Is it the storms that are coming with the big election tomorrow, I guess, right?
Well, that too. I think that we're all ready for that storm to be settled and past well, the political banter.
Yeah, it's time to move on to more positive things, I think, regardless of the outcome, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's interesting to see what all that conversation stirs up for people. I'm sure you're feeling the same out there.
I am, but at the same time, I think in spite of all of the political rivalry and the talk that's going on in the news these days, that in the background, it seems to me, a lot of people have kind of moved beyond the recession conversation and moved to a new place of inspiration and possibility. And, you know, despite what you read about the economy and everything, I personally know of hundreds and have read about thousands of people that are starting businesses, growing businesses. You know, I think the entrepreneurial spirit is still alive and well in this country, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I don't talk to a lot of people about the politics just because, you know, I'm working with people who are so excited about doing what they love to do and building a business around it.
Yeah, and in fact, I think that's
for me to hang out in.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the reasons why I was really excited to have you on the show today, because I think that many people have decided to, you know, despite whatever's happening in the macro level or on the political level, that they're taking full responsibility for living lives the way they want to live out their lives, to get reconnected to their passions, to start businesses, to reinvent themselves. And I think what you're doing with your company is really extraordinary. And I'm looking forward to having you share a little bit with listeners about how you came to create this company that you're calling ConnectWorks. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about your background and the story of how you came to be an entrepreneur and maybe some of the obstacles you overcame.
Oh, that's interesting, Jeff. Thank you so much. I sometimes categorize myself as the accidental entrepreneur. I didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up. So really knowing that I wanted to be a wife and mom kind of took that track early on, actually when I was 20. So at that point, thinking, you know, that's going to be the track I'm on. And when I found myself within a very short period of time, a single mom on my own, you know, shifting gears to the career path, just looking at things I could do well. And, boy, my first stint at work was in accounting and finance. I did that for several years and started working on my degree. But found I was great at helping other people run their businesses. So I did that in kind of the office, small business, making sure everything came together. But landed myself in sales at one point, even though I swore I would never be in sales. Because you know how we don't want to be one of those kind of people.
Right.
And ended up for almost 12 years in sales and sales management. And sales training, which is where I really found the things I did really well and the things I didn't like to do very well. And as I began to, I mean, as I excelled in that company and did well building a pretty substantial business, $500,000 business that I ran out of my home at that time, seeing, you know, that there was so much more I could do if I wasn't constrained by just being in that role of being sales management. So when I started my consulting practice 8 years ago, I took an assessment that I think I've mentioned to you when we met this last year, the StrengthsFinder 2.0 by Tom Rath, which gives you a fairly robust report on your signature strengths. And I thought,
okay.
Boy, if I could build a business around the things I did really well, wouldn't that be a blast?
Yeah.
Do I think I could make money doing that? Well, let me see. What have I done in the past that have helped people make money or that people would pay money for? And kind of took the leap. And I've been doing that ever since. And what I found is that one of my strengths is helping other people do that. So,
what a great story. How do you describe what it takes to take that leap when you, if people are listening to us right now and thinking that they might love to start their own business, what would the starter advice be that you would give people?
Oh boy, well I recommend to almost everyone that they get that book, StrengthsFinder 2.0. They can get it at their local bookstore by Tom Rath. It was originally produced by Marcus Buckingham, so you'll hear his name associated with it, and Donald Clifton, who's the, I'm putting quotes around this, father of the strengths-based revolution. One of the things that I find about that book is not a personality assessment. So for less than $20 or so, you can get a fairly robust strengths assessment that you can say, gee whiz, if I were to follow my passion, how could I express more of these strengths? That's one of the first steps. The second thing I would suggest is to notice the thing that stirs on your heart. If you could do anything or be anything, what would you like to be? And kind of see what comes up when I'm coaching clients. I hear all kinds of stories about things that they always wanted to do or wish they could do, and in the feedback loop to be able to help them work that through to a tangible launching point.
That's great. Yeah. I mean, we're going to dig into this further in this rest of this hour, because what I really want to get at is this idea that we could actually live our lives by design, that we can take control, take responsibility, get connected to our passions, and actually live out our dreams practically. And I think what you're talking about is you first have to take that assessment and then take the steps necessary to make it happen. So we're going to take a break. Kathy Nelson, who is an acclaimed speaker, author, and executive coach, business strategies are her specialty. She's with me today. You are listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and we will be right back.
In the last 30 years, over 1 million people have gone from busy and a bit overweight to busy enjoying life, having lost weight using MetaFast products. The Take Shape for Life program has taken that success of MetaFast meals even further with a free certified health coach and a realistic and simple plan. You're not fixing a problem. You're on a journey to optimal health. Learn more. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Okay, we're back. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and I am on the air today with Kathy Nelson, and dig into some of the tips and principles that you use with your clients. I think that, we were talking before the break about how people need to do a self-assessment and get in touch with their strengths and their passions. And then when you talked about making that leap to starting a business, I think that that's often the place where people get stuck. It's one thing to know what you're good at and to have an idea of what you'd love to do, but turning it into a viable business is actually something that takes strategy. And I'm wondering, when a client comes to you with a business idea and they've maybe been thinking about it for years, where do you start with helping people transform their idea into a practical reality?
Well, I usually suggest, as I said, that the StrengthsFinder assessment is one really inexpensive tool. The second thing we talked about is just to look at things that they've been doing in the past, that they really enjoy doing, that people could exchange money for, things that would bring other people value. The next thing at the, kind of the pre-launch phase, because, as you said, not only does some foundational work need to be done and some testing of what the actual offering is, especially if you're leaning toward a service. So on the thought that, you know, if I were talking to you, Jeff, about, you know, gosh, I have this restlessness. I feel like I need to be doing something different. I'm so frustrated and stifled here, or that type of thing. We do the strengths assessment. We'd usually do a personality profile assessment. And then I would ask you to tell me a little bit more about the things that you do really well, the things you would love to do, the things you could do if you didn't have to worry about making any money. And then I would help you put together somewhat like an informal survey. I'm a big fan of informal surveys for gathering information, to see if you were able to deliver those kinds of services, what would people pay? How would they use it? How could it be packaged in a way? So kind of to go out and just, without any concern about selling, quote-unquote, anything, you're just gathering information to find out what people, you know, how they perceive that product or offering.
That's great. Do you have an example you could share with us of someone who's worked with you and successfully started, gone from, like, the idea to an actual business?
Oh, goodness, I have a couple. Let me see what might best treat your audience. I'm usually starting with people once they're already going. So they're already making some money, and they've already done some, and they just need some refining. When I get people in the early stage, as a matter of fact, I'm working with somebody right now in the early stage. So let me give you two parts of the theme, one at the early phase and then once we're past that.
Okay,
so
that sounds great.
This gal came to me. She relocated to Oregon from New York, and she has a long-standing background as an administrator in a legal firm, highly talented woman, running a pretty fast-paced, good-sized law firm in New York. As she came out here and wanted to start her own gig so that she could kind of set her own hours, and because the market here in Portland is a little bit different than New York, we started looking at what were the skills and passions that she really was thrilled to do that gave her clients such end results, how we could package those things so that she could come alongside and partner with their clients in a way to really help them, you know, make their lives easier, more profitable, and those kind of things. So as we've gone through her assessments and gone through her strengths finder, packaged her services in a way, she's actually now in the process of doing the informal surveys and what I call discovery sessions with people who would be in her target market, people who could buy from her or would buy from her if they knew what she did. And she's running through a series of questions to see, you know, what's the cost they have in not having someone with that support, how much they pay other people for different varieties of support, that kind of thing. So we're in that research stage for her.
Wow, I think that's such a great story, because I know we're going to jump into examples of people that are having businesses running but already and how you help them grow. But I think it's very interesting to hear about this transitional moment that you're talking about, from having an idea or feeling frustrated with your job or just knowing that you want to do something more, but not really sure how to translate that into a real job, into a real business. And what you do is obviously bring sort of the practical focus marketing strategies to people to help them create a business, to create a service, to understand a market. And in today's world, with the social media available and the internet, there are so many possibilities for people. So I think it's really interesting to see how, you know, people can take just a simple idea or turn their frustration into a job, into a business.
Well, and another element, Jeff, is to be able to say, is there anyone out there doing something like you'd want to do? And
Right. Mostly
there is someone doing something that we'd like to do, only we'd like to do it just a little bit differently with our twist on it.
Right.
And so that's always a great model to say, you know, what do you like about that? What don't you like about that? And to even work with some of those people to just do, again, that kind of informal survey. You know, if you were advising someone just starting out, what are a couple things you'd suggest to them? And, you know, people who are successful love to help people for the most part, love to help people that are up and coming, because at one point they were up and coming as well.
That's right.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because a lot of the time when I'm working with clients that are beginning their shift to an entrepreneurial frame of mind, one of the things they have to work through in their anxiety or their fear place is they're actually, you know, almost resistant or reluctant to look at people that are successful in the area that they would like to be in. They're all, they, you know, they come up against feeling envious or I could never do that or those people have special connections or something like that. And what you're pointing to, I think, is actually a really important transferable moment, like a transformational moment for people when they realize that role models and people that have been through it before or people that do businesses that are along the same lines are actually the biggest support mechanism for people getting started. You want to look for role models. You want to look for mentors. You want to look for people that have been through the gauntlet and ask for help. And as you said, most people that have started a business or been successful are more than willing to give back to people that are coming up behind them.
Absolutely. Well, and one of the things about this, and I keep harping on the strengths fund, you'd think I'd make money from doing this, but I don't, is that, you know, we're all wired so differently. We are all of us bundled. You know, we come with a gift mix, so to speak, and our life experiences and our talents that all get expressed in different ways. And the things that have, you know, impacted us in our lifetimes that give us a burning in our gut to solve a problem or do a certain thing, that creates a unique packaging in terms of business.
Right.
As a matter of fact, and I know you probably experienced this as well, is that why someone would choose you over another professional of your type? It's because of who you are and what you bring to the table in that arena.
Right.
There's room in the world for all of us.
Right. No, I think that's absolutely true. And in fact, I think that with the social media explosion in the last few years, that those of us that do work in the services industries are discovering all sorts of new ways to work together, to collaborate, to join affiliations. And, you know, rather than resisting getting out and fighting the competition, it's actually like moving beyond competition to collaboration with people. I think that, you know, you and I met at a media seminar, and one of the things that I learned the most out of that was so many opportunities to work with people, even if they're in the same business area, even if they're also coaches. And I know that that's one of the things that I work with my clients. I'm sure that you do a similar kind of approach where it's like create a network of people to work with. Is that not true?
Absolutely. I think that's actually it's kind of a secret weapon in terms of professional networking, is about aligning yourself with strategic partners who not only bring more value to your audience, but who are doing big things in the world. It really can catapult any one of us beyond our reach very quickly.
Yeah.
And we can do that on social media as well as in our face-to-face world.
Right. No, I think it's actually, interestingly enough, despite the election tomorrow and everything else, it's actually a really exciting time to be an entrepreneur and to be starting and growing a business. We're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, I want Kathy to dive into growth strategies. We're going to talk about how to take your business to a whole new level. You may already be somewhat successful, or maybe you already run a very large business, but what does it take to go to a whole new level of success? So you're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J and my expert guest, Kathy Nelson. We will be right back.
Life Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic. Now,
remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
And we're back. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and I am in dialogue today with Kathy Nelson, founder and president of ConnectWorks, which is a business strategy and executive coaching firm based in Portland, Oregon. And just before the break, Kathy was telling us about the ways she supports her clients to get businesses started, to make the transition from having an idea to a real business. And I'd like to switch gears now and take in our next section of the show an opportunity for Kathy to share some of the practices and work that she does with people running businesses and helping them to take their business to another level. I know she works and coaches people around marketing, around sales growth, around networking and staying in focus with and time management. Kathy, what would you like to talk about and share with our listeners about catalyzing their businesses to another level of success?
Well, sure. Well, I'll start with what I suggest. This is such a great practice. It's actually any of us can use it at any point in our lives. We can apply it to our life or our business. But that's to take a look at what's happening now. And if you were to look at your business overall, to ask yourself these three questions. And that is, if I were to look at my business right now, what is working really well? And I'm going to ask these in general, then I'm going to give it a direct question, which the first is, what's working really well? What's not working really well? and what needs to change. And under what needs to change, is there anything I need to add, or is there anything I need to stop? And those, that group of questions will be highly informative. Now,
that's great.
In terms of growth and opportunities, when I look at my clients and my offerings, I ask the same questions. What is working really well? Now, I find as business owners, you know, we've got this machine running in our mind all the time about all the things we need to be doing and all the things that we're hoping and wishing and our disappointments and all of those things running around in our head. So when we start with those questions, it can be a challenge to start with what's working well because we're so focused on what isn't working.
Right.
So the
really good
danger I find by, you know, by kind of falling to the default of what's not working, you know, if we were to start a discussion, say, how's it going to your buddy next door who's running a business, how's it going? What's it going to do? He's going to start talking about what isn't working.
Right.
And by focusing on what isn't working, many times we neglect the things that are working well. And so we either, you know, they either taper off or we do them inconsistently and we have inconsistent results.
Right.
So this is just such a powerful check-in place at any time to either find new strategies or just do a quick tune-up and also to do a gratitude check.
Say more about that.
Going better than we think.
What do you mean
well,
by a gratitude
check?
Well,
with all the pressures on the outside and the media and the news and the, you know, we're trying to, in some cases, forecast and predict and read the future.
Right.
And we just don't know. And, you know, then we're trying to interpret what our customers are saying, you know, how things are going, how our team is working with us. So we've got a lot of potential negative input, actual negative input and potential negative input.
Right.
And so
that's true.
There's a time if we just were to say, what is working well, and I'm going to take a moment now and I'm going to refuse to think about what's not working well or outside input. I'm just going to look at what is working well in my life, and I'm going to be grateful for that.
Yeah,
because
I love
that. Because so many people who have less, and so many, you know, whether it's in the U.S. or whether it's around the world, the people that do not have the opportunity that we do.
That's so true. And, you know, it's a really interesting paradox because I think one of the things that I struggle with my clients sometimes, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, is around goal setting, that it's very important in terms of building a business to get very clear on your business goals. And I recommend that people set a vision and know and have an idea of where they'd like to be in the future in terms of their financial success, in terms of the size of the business they'd like to grow. But unfortunately, so often we get very hung up on meeting a particular goal or reaching a particular financial number, and we don't actually appreciate how the business or how our lives are unfolding and what we're doing that's working extremely well along the way. We get so focused on the future that we lose track, as you said, of feeling really good about how business is doing in areas where things are working. So it's an interesting paradox. Do you have any thoughts about that fundamental sort of back and forth that people have to do between setting goals and also staying present to the success they're having, like, today?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, and I think you said that well. And in terms of the paradox, you know, the future planning and the grounded today, most of the people I'm working with, and I'm finding there's kind of this rising wave of people who really want to live and pursue authentic business career paths. So in doing so, you know, not only are they on the way to finding themselves, they're channeling and directing their passions and their gift mix into either a product or to an idea or a service that they're providing. They're also trying to balance what's been added, what's not theirs. And so, and I'll just refer to the book, you know, in the I Want What She's Got, The Secrets of Creating an Outrageous Life, one of the fundamental elements of designing an outrageous life is to realize what outrageous or over the top is for you and not someone else. You know, I went through a period of coaching clients where almost every one of them said, my goal is to make $1 million. My goal is to make $1 million. And I think it was probably right after Oprah started saying, you know, we're going to make $1 million. Everybody wanted to make $1 million. Well,
yeah. Now,
no matter what they were doing.
Yeah, but Kathy, now it's $1 billion.
Now it's what?
Now it's $1 billion.
Well, it's $1 billion, or I think one of the key phrases in marketing is to help you make a six-figure income. Well, right. You know, whatever it is, I always encourage my clients, you know, let's back off a little bit and let's find out what would be outrageous for you. You know, would it be outrageous for you to be bringing home $60,000 and have a business model that thrills you because you have time for your family, you have time to travel, you're not working yourself to death, you know, or is it the six figures, and do we need a product and some, you know, offerings and mechanism and a business model and a team that supports you to help you get that? You know, so you see what I'm saying in terms of how your business intersects with your life, but it starts with saying, what is outrageous for me? Is it outrageous that I get to have time putting my kids to bed every night? Or is it outrageous that I get to travel to exotic places and work and play at the same time?
Yeah, I love what you're saying, because I think what you're pointing to is what I find myself circling back around regularly on this show and on with my clients, that, you know, maybe it's one of the gifts of the recession that we are coming through a period where I think most are reevaluating what it means to be successful. And as you're talking about, what does it mean to live an outrageous life? You know, for so long, I think people were content thinking that success meant a certain amount of financial success and material success. And that led ultimately to an environment where people were not just successful, but they were living excessively, you know, going beyond. And there was, you know, all this leverage and mortgages and debt. People, I think that's one of the gifts of the recession, is sort of stepping back as a culture and as individuals and saying, what is really important? Is it, in many cases, I find that my clients, as you just pointed out, are reevaluating what they really care about. And it's not always making $1 million. It's not always about reaching a certain level of financial or material success. It's also about having time. It's about the quality of the life that you're leading. And I think that this is actually one of the blessings coming out of this sort of difficult period that we're in, that people are starting businesses not just because they want to make $1 million, but also because they want to connect their life with their work, as opposed to living sort of this split existence. Aren't you more and more people doing that?
I am. I've always tended to attract those kind of people, because I found that my life got a whole lot easier and more fun, and when I became more congruent with my values and my strengths and my talents, it was like, if there's one magic pill, which I don't believe in magic, but the idea that there is kind of that formula that does it all, it's to continue to strive toward congruency. Who are we as people, and what are our values? And noticing where we're in conflict with those. And, of course, we're never going to be perfect, but as we get closer and closer to that, we reduce the drag, you know, like a boat in the water, the wider it is, the more drag, and so it, you know, has to have more thrust behind it, more energy behind it to push it. You know, the more streamlined it gets, the faster it goes, and you know, the smaller engine that can get it farther faster. That's what it's like having a life that's congruent with your values and your giftings.
Wow, that was beautifully put. I think that you're just nailing it as far as I'm concerned about what it means to live an outrageous life. Is it's about having a successful business, also about connecting your personal quality of life with your business life. So we're going to take another break, and when we come back, I want to talk in our final section about some of the programs that you do for your clients and topics that obviously will really need to make this a possibility, that what we're talking about, a possibility in this courageous life, like how to stay focused, how to manage your time, how to network and create a group of collaborators with you. So when we come back, let's do that. And you're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J. We're right back.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. With CRA, we are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Transformation Talk Radio on WBLQ.
Okay, we are back. You are listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I've been talking today to Kathy Nelson, the founder and CEO of a business strategy consulting firm based in Portland called ConnectWorks. And Kathy is an executive coach and does a whole series of programs to support people in starting businesses and growing their businesses. And Kathy and I were just before the break talking this very difficult and delicate balance that we all need to run between growing a business and meeting our financial goals and also staying in touch with our personal lifestyle goals, our personal quality of life goals. And in fact, one of the themes that Kathy focuses on with her clients is creating what she calls the outrageous life, which is finding that wonderful sweet spot, that intersection between your personal dreams and your business. I was just looking for you to share a little bit with our listeners about some of the programs that you offer through your website and through speaking and coaching events.
Oh, great. Thank you for setting that up. I apologize. My phone had dropped the call. So typically, there's actually one of the things I value is free stuff. So I value in the fact that sometimes we just need a little something to help us break through or, you know, help us find our place. So on my website, on connectworks.com, I have a toolbox that's packed with free stuff. And so from the power of target marketing to measuring your networking return on investment to just a bunch of audio and webinar recordings that will just help those that are in business kind of navigate some of the entry levels. As far as other nice complimentary tool sets we have a 27-minute laser session, which it's unbelievable how much you can get done in 27 minutes, but we actually can accomplish some great things. There's a button on our website if you're interested in checking that out.
Is there a reason why you chose 27 minutes?
Well, because it makes people go, wait a minute, can you really do that in 27 minutes?
That's great.
Well, and we really deal with busy people. Our time is so valuable. So, but we also have a new do-it-yourself program that we're launching in probably the next 60 days with a real focus on helping emerging entrepreneurs find their zone and stay in it. And it is really all the essential elements that every entrepreneur needs to kind of lay down a solid foundation for marketing, for packaging and pricing, for positioning. It's a real easy-to-use offering. And so it's not released yet. If you're interested, certainly drop us a line or check out our 27-minute laser session. We're happy to help you see if that's a product that fits your needs.
Oh, that's great. Tell us a little bit about the book. I am excited. I haven't had an opportunity. I know it just came out. It's called I Want What She's Got, The Secrets of Creating an Outrageous Life. Tell us about that, Kathy.
Well, Jeff, it has been a blast since it's come out. This is a book I co-authored with my mom, and it's really designed to inspire, motivate, and inform so that other readers can see that in real-life situations that we can make different choices and that we can have an awareness of learning at every transition point along the way. One of the tools that's included in the book is the Outrageous Life Design Tool, which walks you through the steps to define what's over the top for you and take action steps to implement it.
Wow, that sounds really cool. And this book is now out and available through your website?
It's out and it's available through our website, iwantwhatshesgotsecrets.com. And I want to direct people there because if you're interested, you can download Chapter 1 and check it out. We also have another tool which I found extremely valuable in my life to create an outrageous life, which is called Discerning Positive Character Qualities in Negative Behavior Traits, which I think we could all use a little perspective shift sometimes when we have to deal with people that are not always as positive as we'd like. My mom and I, Betty Loughran, and I are both launching kind of our speaking tours on terms of the topics of designing your outrageous life, taking a whole hum and turning it to outrageous in 28 days or less, those kind of topics. Speaking for women's groups, I speak primarily to business groups on how to turn your business into an outrageous business in 28 days or less.
What is their biggest concern these days? What's the topic that's on everyone's mind when you go to these events?
Well, it seems like everybody, there's kind of always an underlying, where am I going to find new customers? Where are the customers, and part of that's because of the outside influence of, the economy hasn't quite come back, the predictions aren't right, or, the timing's off, everybody's saying different things about when the market's going to respond. And so there's this kind of underlying message of there's not enough customers, there's not enough business out there, so I'm always looking for new customers. So that sometimes is the problem that presents itself. However, what I really find is kind of what's always been around is we're not very clear about what our message is. And two, we're not very clear about who the ideal client is that would truly value what we offer.
Right.
So we're shooting with too broad of a target, and we're trying to keep our message fairly vague so that we can capture more people when it's counterintuitive. The more focused we are and we have that marketing persona of that individual who just raves about what we do and is ready to exchange value for us, and we use the language they respond to, we can have prospects raising their hand to say, pick me, for whatever we do.
Wow.
And I believe that's the case almost across the board, is that, you know, that there's just that knowledge of really getting clear and connecting with those who would value your expertise or your product.
That's so great. I think you're absolutely right on. It's a combination for people of getting focused on connecting their passions to what's needed in the world and being very specific about who they want to serve. And I am unfortunately going to have to wrap us up because this hour is already over, which is kind of amazing.
Wow.
But I know it just goes so fast, but I'm so, so glad that you joined me today. And I hope that people will get your book. It's a wonderful compliment to my book, because my book is about letting go of fear, and book is about then sort of taking it to the next stage and creating an outrageous life. And I love the idea of the tools that you've included. So I want to thank you, Kathy, for joining me, and tell my listeners to please look for kathyson.com and all of the wonderful book and tool set and programs that Kathy offers. And it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Dr. J.
Thank you. We'll talk to you very soon. Take care. And now I'm going to wrap up, everyone. So it's been another wonderful week on Life Shifting with Dr. J, and I hope you will join me next week when I will have an amazing guest. Dr. Michael Pacucci is joining me to talk about the evolution of consciousness that's taking place. And we're going to shift gears a little bit away from business, talk about a new movie that's out called 2012. And if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. And so stick with me next week, Monday at 5:00. I will see you then. Have a great week, everyone.